I have been a beef producer all of my life, and my two boys represent the fourth generation on our ranch. In addition to our ranch, my family and I are co-owners of Homestead Meats, a direct beef marketing business that owns and operates a packing plant regulated by USDA. So not only do I produce high-quality cattle, I also took the initiative to process and package beef in order to provide a great eating experience for my customers. Our business is built on relationships and marketing alliances that allow me to produce a high-quality beef that my customers demand, quality for which we get paid a premium for. The proposed GPSA rule, however, will cripple our ability to market cattle the way we want, impacts our small business model, and limits consumer choices. I strongly believe in the fundamental American business tenet of a willing buyer and seller being able to enter into a private business contract, because it protects my cattle marketing contracts and it is the heart of our small business. GPSA believes my contract should be approved by the government and posted on the internet. It goes on to say that because I am part owner in a packing plant, I should not be able to sell my cattle to other packers. This provision violates privacy and limits business opportunities. For years, USDA has promoted exactly what we are doing: sell direct to the consumer, operate as a packing plant in a strategic area of the country, and produce local food. We responded to consumer demand, we followed USDA's lead, and now we are being punished. This is a slap in the face to innovative businessmen and women across the U.S. The proposed GPSA rule offers neither clarity nor clear definition in terminology. Elimination of the competitive injury requirement will provide a disincentive for value-added marketing because of fear of litigation. The vague definitions such as unfair or reasonable person will open the door to an increased number of lawsuits because mere accusations without economic proof are enough for USDA or an individual to bring lawsuits against a buyer. This will be a trial lawyer's dream and will cause cattle prices to spiral downward. Does increased government intervention and litigation determine fairness, and who pays for this? Cattle producers will pay. What happens to every other industry when litigation increases? Creativity, partnerships, balance, and the desire to take a chance end, which is the very basis of the entrepreneurial spirit of the American business owner. Do you truly want that for the beef industry or the livestock industry? This rule requires buyers of cattle to justify the price paid for my livestock. And what will be the justification, and who sets that? This regulation seems to infer that it is the role of big government, and I strongly oppose the government setting or justifying the prices paid for my cattle. I have serious concerns about the process behind this rule. As you know, the rule is a result of language included in the 2008 Farm Bill. However, we believe the rule published goes beyond the intent of Congress because it includes provisions that are similar to ones that were defeated by votes on the Senate floor or through subcommittee or through committee action. This rule did not include a cost-benefit analysis. NCBA was one of several groups that commissioned an independent analysis by Informa Economics to look at the impact. The report concluded this rule would result in the loss of over 23,000 jobs, annual GDP loss of $1.6 billion, and annual tax revenue losses of $360 million. This is well over the $100 million threshold to be considered economically significant. But the rule was not treated that way. We appreciate the letter sent by 147 members of the House of Representatives asking for a full cost-benefit analysis. But Secretary Vilsack has said the analysis won't be open for review or comment. The report also estimates annual cost of $62 million just to cattle producers alone. Overall, we believe the process in formulating the rule is flawed and broken. Value-based marketing has given our family and given families across the United States the business opportunity to compete for market share at the highest level. It accounts for 62% of the actual cattle contracts across the United States is value-based marketing. We do not need big government setting up shop on our farms and ranches, and government intrusion into the private marketplace is not the answer. I urge the committee to help stop this rule from being finalized, as it is detrimental to ranchers, consumers, and the entire U.S. economy. Thank you.